I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Nearly 40% of the homes with children in the U.S. have a gun stored on the premises. The majority of those killed by accidental shootings are children and teens, and the most common place this occurs is in the home. To talk about keeping children and teens safe from firearm injury is Dr. Ashley Hink. She's a chief general surgery resident at MUSC, and she is a member of the American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma, working specifically on strategies to help reduce firearm injuries and death. Dr. Hink, why is this topic of gun safety and children and teens so important to you?
Professionally, as someone going into trauma surgery and as a surgeon, we see the effects of this every day and the impact on not only those who die, but the severe injuries and PTSD and trauma that people experience personally and in their communities and families from gun violence.
What are the biggest dangers and risks to children and teens when a gun is stored in the family home?
The biggest risk for children, and especially those who are younger, really under the age of 12, is accidental shooting. Now, in teens and children that are adolescents and older age groups, such as 14 to 18, the bigger risk is actually suicide. And if you have a teen in the home that is having trouble with depression, PTSD, and more often than not, having an acute stressor, such as a problem at school or a breakup with a boyfriend and girlfriend, we know from research that a lot of the time something snaps in them. And if they have access to a loaded firearm in the house, even if they haven't necessarily had a history of depression, a lot of times they don't cope very well and can use that firearm as a tool for suicide.
So what protective actions can parents take so that those scenarios you just described aren't likely to happen?
We actually have great data and research that shows this. From a number of studies, we know that in homes that keep their firearms stored in a lockbox and stored separately from ammunition, in those homes where there are children and teens, they are significantly less likely to be used in terms of a suicide and in an accidental shooting.
Are there additional risks to children and teens outside the family home, maybe visiting other family members or other friends where there might be firearms? What do we need to know about that scenario as parents?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually tell parents when we're counseling them that whenever they're going over to a family member's home or a friend's home, to ask about hazards in the home. And one of them includes unlocked loaded weapons. And so those are important questions to ask.
What role can healthcare providers play as far as educating and informing parents about some of these risks we've been talking about?
We have a huge role to play. 1,300 children are killed a year by firearms, and another 6,000 are injured. The majority of these are actually homicide, then suicide, and accidental injury. And these are our patients. We have a role in educating parents on safe storage because we know that it makes a difference. And we have a role in educating them on recognizing signs of potential depression and suicidality. And we have a bigger role in terms of public health promotion to help advocate for strategies in the community to help prevent homicide and violent acts with firearms.
Dr. Hink, thanks for providing this information about gun safety in the home.
Thank you so much for having me today.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.